This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we're going to be talking about something rather special that's going to be coming up here real soon. And it's going to be about a couple of movies that have been produced and made and are going to be shown over in Clinton at the Clinton Theater. Happy to welcome in David Ingerson, who is formerly from Clinton. And David, it's good to have you on the program.
Thank you, Dale. Great to be here today.
And you're the executive producer of a couple of films. Now, we talked to you earlier about another film that you had. Refreshing my memory on that one.
Blue Baby.
Blue Baby. That was it. Yes, yes. And also, you've had some books out, too.
You know, I actually only have one published book at the moment. We have a second book in the works and soon to be a third book.
Wow. You don't let any grass grow under your feet, do you? As the old saying goes. Well, it's good to have you on because of the fact you're going to have a special showing of a couple of films. One is about that you are executive producer on, called The Fisherman. And we'll get to the location and time and everything in just a few minutes. But talk to us about The Fisherman, how that came about, David.
There is a couple of brothers named Alex and Stephen Kendrick that live just about 3 hours from Atlanta. They have led a large film organization for years now, over a decade, and have produced 11 feature films in the industry market, as we would say, the inspirational film market. And their most recent release was a movie called The Forge that talks about discipleship. And my director and also scriptwriter for the three films that I'm now the executive producer for, a Nigerian young man that I met in Africa, Martin Samuel, lives in the States now. He came along with me and my wife and watched The Forge during a preview with the Kendrick brothers present in Fresno, California, where we live. He was inspired that night about the importance of fatherhood. His father had died a few years before. My father had died 61 years ago when I was just a baby. At any rate, he saw the value and importance of fatherhood. He sat down and with his creative genius, Dale, he wrote that script in one day.
Oh, my gosh.
That's unheard of.
Yes.
And then 2 weeks later, we started to film.
Oh, wow. That's even more amazing.
But the most amazing to us and to my wife, I think, is that I was not going to participate in that project because I was still wrapping up some the books and things with the other film you had before you called Somewhere Else. That was a big, big project with well-known actors from Nigeria and in the inspirational market in film in the U.S. Mm-hmm. I was tapped out. I was exhausted. I said, Martins, I'm not going to help you with this new project. I don't have any resources, no energy.
It's
gone. I don't know what happened. I think he prayed and God prevailed upon me and I ended up agreeing to be senior executive producer and I acted and I played the third lead in that movie.
Oh, wow. Well, good for you for finding the resources to do that, David. So tell us a little bit about the Fisherman itself, what the storyline is.
The storyline has a few twists, and we always like to hold some of those twists.
Well, sure.
Sure.
Oh, don't want to give away everything.
Hold them in. Don't give away everything. Yeah. The audience needs to work a little bit for to get to where we're trying to take them. Bottom line is we have a young man who has a son, 12-year-old son, and a wife, and some pretty significant impediments to a happy marriage enter into mm-hmm. the equation. Mm-hmm. And that's where some of the intrigue and excitement comes. And there are a couple of other parallel subplot stories here and there. And of course, this is, for me, the most precious part. The storyline has a little bit of a parallel between my director, the scriptwriter, and me. We've kind of fathered him in many ways. And my character I play basically adopts, informal adoption, this young African Nigerian from film because the director, scriptwriter, also is one of the lead characters in it.
Okay.
And so we have this dynamic of being in each other's life in the film. I don't want to say too much more because that'll give away some of the meat of the story.
Yeah.
There's some disappointment. There's some hurt. There's some shock. There's some surprise. Let me give you one word about what we've encountered in three premiere showings we've had in our hometown, Fresno, in churches. One of them, a church that seats 1,500. We had 900 people present.
No kidding.
At that showing, at a church called Cornerstone, I heard this, at just the right part, right place.
Yeah.
And I heard this, ooh, in just the right place. And then I heard applause at just the right place. That audience was totally switched on. I hope the Clinton audience will be as switched on, because if you're drawn into the story, when the climax comes, you celebrate along with the characters, and it has a beautiful ending, even though I don't want to give any more away.
No, that's not. We want to make sure that we keep them anticipating for this. It's called The Fisherman, and it sounds very intriguing. And as you said, with the inspirational type films, I mean, this is definitely is geared towards that, to be that, right, David?
Absolutely, yes. It is.
So that's going to be shown, along with, you got a bit of a extra that's going to be coming up with this, too, about the film Somewhere Else.
Somewhere Else is a film really about inclusion, meaning inclusion of those with disabilities, specifically, in our case, mutism and autism. And so often, remember special ed back in the day, we would just push children aside that had maybe learning disabilities or whatever type of difficulties they may be facing. Sometimes we would just be separate from them.
Yeah.
And sometimes they were subject to bullying.
Oh, sure.
So our film has an express purpose of helping highlight and reduce or eliminate things like bullying and cultivating inclusion. And there are a few more elements to the story. Once again, I don't want to give away that are kind of heavy, kind of tough. And life is like that, Dale.
Oh, it sure definitely is.
Life is like that. It has heavy, difficult elements in it, and the movie does.
And with the Somewhere Else, you've also got some pretty well-known actors that are in this film.
Yes, sir. That's right. In fact, for those that have seen Overcomer, about a young girl who I can't remember all of her problems, but was her father she thought was dead, but he was actually in a hospital blind with diabetes and on his deathbed. Mm. And when she finally met him, and she was running track, and the track coach helped her come along and basically stop stealing. She was a kleptomaniac. She was stealing from everyone. Mm-hmm. It's a very powerful film. And Cameron Arnett, who is the lead in our film, Somewhere Else, was the lead in that film, Overcomer, by the Kendrick brothers, again, out of Georgia. He's been in a number of films. The other actor that's a big actor is Karen Abercrombie. For anyone in your listening audience who has watched The War Room, that's usually the most well-known film that folks know that Karen starred in and did a beautiful job. Another big actor from Nigeria is here, a gentleman they call RMD, Richard Mofi Damije. It's too hard for us Americans to say his name, so he goes by RMD.
Yeah.
And then there's another young lady who has settled in L.A., lady actor, actress, who's really big in Nollywood. I hope your audience knows Nollywood.
Well, you better explain what Nollywood is. We know about Bollywood.
We all know about Hollywood, and most of us know about Bollywood.
Yeah.
But Nollywood is Nigeria, and it's not a joke. It's a real thing. They put out the vast majority of the film and other types of media of that sort, visual media, in the continent of Africa from Nigeria.
Yeah.
And that's where our director and our sort of adoptive son, our director, Martins. Young man has a creative genius that knows no bounds, and sometimes he has a work ethic that also knows no bounds. He'll call me in the middle of the night. I have a new idea, a new script. Martins, can't you call me in the morning about this?
Yes. It's like it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Guy, come on. But that's going to be something that is going to be like a special edition, because – Somewhere Else, I understand, is going to be released theatrically, correct?
That is the goal, and we do believe we will accomplish our goal. The Fisherman has a contract to go through some various streaming platforms. We don't know which ones and when yet. When okay. we find out, we'll release that. But we're going to put all the resources available to us together to get theatrical release for Somewhere Else, because we believe it has the value that's needed and the inspiration also. One thing I would say about our event coming up Sunday night is that we're having a red carpet event. Now, kind of a mini red carpet event.
Yeah.
There won't be limos pulling up with well-known actors. I guess as executive producer, I'm also actor, actually in both films, but in Somewhere Else, it's a small cameo role. At any rate, we'll have a red carpet. We'll have a backdrop. People can come and take pictures and ask us questions. I'm flying my director out from L.A., where he lives, splits his time between Fresno, where we live, north of L.A. and Los Angeles. So he'll be out here and as one of the actors, and I'll be as one of the actors, and we're both producers, and he's director and script writer of both films, both The Fisherman and Somewhere Else.
So this is going to be on Sunday, July 6th.
Yes, sir.
And the start time is when?
Well, 5:30 is when we'll kick off the red carpet activity.
Okay.
And then at 6 o'clock, we start rolling the tape. And the first film is 1:10, so it's not real long, but it's a full feature-length film. And then we'll have a short intermission, and we'll roll with the second film that's a little over 1.5 hours, which is pretty common time. So it's a long event. But they're only paying $5 for the first film. The second one's free. It's on me.
There you go. There you go. And again, this is going to be at the Clinton Theater,
yes,
right
sir.
There in downtown Clinton.
That's right.
Not hard to find at all whatsoever. And this is not only something for Clinton residents, but the entire area to come and see too, right?
Yes, indeed. We hope we'll fill up the 160 seats. And if we fill them up and have to turn people away, we'll figure out some way to show it to them again.
There you go. Yeah. Where there's a will, there's a way, right,
That's
David?
That's right, Dale.
Yeah. Going back to another old saying. But I can't remember. Is it the Somewhere Else, which has been nominated?
Somewhere Else was nominated for 5 awards: Best Actor, Best Lead Actor, Best Supporting Actor, Best Script, Best Director, and all total, these 5 nominations competed, but didn't actually win. But that's okay because
at least you got nominated. That's the best thing right there.
Not only that, Dale, but we started getting phone calls from distributors once our film and the trailer was posted at the ICFF International Christian Film Festival in Orlando, and we started getting calls. And we have 2 organizations we're kind of negotiating with right now to get the distribution moving. And so we're real excited about that. We believe it's going to be a blessing to anyone who watches it. And we believe bringing these films to Clinton, it's sort of a way of giving back and blessing the community.
Absolutely. Well, and coming back to the hometown, there's nothing wrong about that either, David.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, if you remember David and his wife, well, come on out and support it and take a look at these films. And anybody in the listening area would like to come to Clinton on Sunday, July 6th. Things will begin with the quote-unquote red carpet at 5:30. But, right there in downtown Clinton and see, somebody that is really doing really a lot when it comes to these type of films and these Christian films and, getting a lot of success out of them. And David, congratulations on all these.
Thank you, Dale. It's a pleasure to be here with you today. I appreciate the invitation very much.
We appreciate it, and much success in the future. It sounds like you got a lot more things coming up on your list here, David.
My wife is sitting here looking at me, and she's along for the ride.
Yeah.
39 years.
Well, congratulations.
Hello.
Yes, that's wonderful. That's excellent. Well, congratulations to the both of you.
Thank you.
Well, David Ingerson with the films, The Fisherman and Somewhere Else, going to be shown again Sunday, July 6th and starting at 5:30 at the Clinton Theater, downtown Clinton. Again, thanks so much, David.
Thank you, Dale. Appreciate you.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk again soon.